over here. So, yeah, Rakib, you were just kind of asking the format, the way of filming these. It's just like conversation style.
Okay.
So you're just looking at each other. You're talking to each other. You don't need to look into the lens unless you're like doing the intro to the show or something. Then you would look into this one. Let me actually move this light a little bit further back. And I think we'll be ready to go. Yeah, that looks better. All right. Whenever you're ready, Evan.
Super excited to be here for Zoho Day 24 with a couple of new friends. Let's start with some introductions.
Awesome.
Sean from Relay, really fascinating company right in my alley of wireless and the Internet of Things. Tell us what Relay does, what you do.
So I am a platform evangelist. So my job is to talk about Relay and to actually bring in integration companies and stuff like that to integrate with our products. So we basically make a hardware device, Internet of Things device, right, an IoT device that communicates, allows businesses, frontline teams, the people that lift stuff, right, active workers, to be able to communicate with knowledge workers or communicate with each other in their businesses. So similar to a walkie-talkie in that sense, but very different. Cellular-based, so there's no range limitations, Wi-Fi connected, capable of gathering data and presenting data and giving really good workforce information, handling panics and incident management. So a lot of really cool things for the hospitality industry. We work a lot with hospitals as well and with golf courses, large, you know, large facilities, large management and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You guys are like a Star Trek communicator for the hospitality and industrial world. Well, it's fantastic to chat. You've been on a just massive growth trajectory starting from a few people to 150.
Yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
about that journey and some of the challenges that you faced along that journey and your work with Zoho to kind of enable your
sure.
success.
So we started in 2019 with a children. Actually, we started in 2018 with a children's product. So building a screenless phone for children. And that quickly, I mean, almost immediately, we started seeing people coming in buying 30, 40 devices, and we were pretty sure they weren't families. So we kind of looked at that and said, okay, how can we attack and put a really good solution for the B2B community? And we really didn't know if it was something that would that had some minor interest or if it was, we had no idea. We were completely naive as to what to expect. We had some B2B experience, but most of our experience had been in recent history had been consumer. So to try and understand the B2B community, we had to build everything out from scratch. We had no CRM.
Wow.
We had a small intercom deployment for our support. So we really didn't have anything and we had no idea of what to expect or what we needed. So Zoho One was really brought in because of the breadth of the product offering. Since we didn't know what we needed, we decided to get a platform that was integrated that had all the different kinds of tools that we could possibly need. Mostly it was just from lack of knowing what we would need and having something that ready-made day one, we could have what we need. So we started at the time with 19 people carved off from our larger organization to start going after this B2B mission. How could we get companies to do it? And Zoho One really just helped us understand what was going on. So our first goal was just, how do we make it so that everybody in our organization can come in every day and do their work? And if we did that really, really well and made it very easy for them to do their job, that really good data would come from that. And then that data we could use to find out if we're doing good things or doing bad things. So we launched our B2B organization in January of 2020. So you can imagine if we were selling hotels, golf courses, large enterprise, large stadiums was another big one for us. All of that closed down during the pandemic, and it actually was a difficult time, but it gave us time to really start analyzing and talking to companies. And then when hotels started opening back up, they had a huge problem, and the problem was that they had less people. They came back with less people. They were closing off entire floors. And their people were spread out really far. And communication became a dire need for them to be able to communicate with everybody. And we really resonated at that point. So just in that first year, I think about September of 2020, everything started picking back up and we just exploded. I mean, it was just amazing. And without Zoho, without a CRM to understand it, and to understand what was working and the many things that didn't, because we failed a lot. It really helped us grow 4,000% our first year. So from about 30 business customers, and it went 4,000%. So just a huge growth. And then we've grown ever since. So we've tripled, I think, our second year, doubled last year in size. So as we get bigger, it gets harder, but we continue to grow. And it, I mean, from two salespeople to, I think, 25 now in our inside sales department. So it's a pretty, pretty
big growth. What a journey. I mean, it's an amazing startup journey, success story. And Rajiv, you hear this again and again. Maybe introduce yourself to the folks watching.
Yeah.
But also talk about this journey. You help these small and medium-sized enterprises who are in high growth mode really scale and,
exactly,
and support their customers as they grow 4,000%.
Awesome.
Maybe talk a little bit about that, because that's been a big theme here at Zillow.
Sure thing, yeah. So, I'm Rakib. So I lead marketing strategy for the workplace suite of products, which is your collaboration products, your, you know, productivity, communication, and all those products. A lot of the things that I do is, you know, talk to customers, understand what they want, and then take it back to the product team, you know, help them build those solutions so that we can help companies scale. Right on point, like a lot of things that we do here at Zoho, we call ourselves as a partner for companies' growth. So as a partner, not as like a reseller, but a partner where it is a long-term game, right? We saw Sridhar talking about the long game and things like that yesterday. We've seen a lot of customers where they start with probably one or two apps with like 5-10 employees, and then they, as they grow, they can kind of keep adding more of those services onto Zoho, and then just can, it's a no-brainer for them, right? They don't have to keep thinking about their tech stack anymore because everything is there within Zoho, and these talk to each other as well. You're not actually going to another implementation partner or an integration partner. You're like, see, I have these two apps. Help me connect those apps. You don't really need that. All you probably need is like an in-person support or things like that, where we have our partner ecosystem as well, which is growing really well inside of the in the US as well. But yeah, so we've had stories where a lot of these customers, they start small, but as they grow, they keep adding more stuff. Like in Sean's case, right? He started off with CRM. Now he's into WorkDrive. He's using, you know, he's using some of our communication apps now. He's also trying to build some of the integrations with third-party apps within Zoho. So we've been speaking about that yesterday. So I'll take it back to my product team. We actually spoke to the product manager yesterday. So we'll take it back to the product team. We'll build those integrations out of the box so that he can scale up as well.
Oh, it's really a win-win kind of partnership. And, you know, with as you know better than I, with high-growth startups and companies, you don't have big IT and support teams. Maybe you have a person or two dedicated to these functions, and everyone else is either making the product or selling the product. You know, you don't have like a big IT staff. What was that like, you know, scaling up all the support, the customer support, customer service, with, you know, minimal resources personnel-wise?
Yeah, it was challenging. I mean, definitely a challenge that we had. We, you know, a small company grows by division, right? We all start wearing many hats. So I ran sales and was selling, built the CRM, built our ticketing, migrated and did all the ticketing work, our phone system, pretty much everything. So I, along with, we have a two-person IT team that helped as well, but they're mostly doing networking and things like that. So they were a help, and it was really a community. A lot of people stepped in and helped. We had SMEs that were in different organizations that kind of helped us with different parts of the CRM or different parts of the systems. And now we have a decent sized team devoted kind of to our third party applications, and not the ones that we build for our own self, but for anything that we purchase and we use, this team does that, of about five people that manage all of that. So that's helpful today. But back then, it was definitely a whirlwind to try and build out everything that we needed in order and still be taking demo calls, closing, sending out contracts, getting them signed. It was
building
a very
the engine
hectic time.
As you're flying the airplane, never an easy proposition.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah, we definitely always say that we run with scissors. We just hope not to hold it too close to our jugular as we're doing it. Just try not to fall. So yeah, it was definitely challenging, but we were able to do it. And I don't wear as many hats as we used to. That's the thing, is all the people who wore a lot of hats split into different roles. So we had different people, and those people became managers, and they had teams, and other teams of people doing those things. It's amazing to watch a company go from small. But this is like the third time our leadership and our team has done this in different organizations. So it's not new to us, the ambiguity of it, but it's different every time.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Probably if I can add to something. So a lot of people talk about cost savings. Like you talk about Zoho, you switch to Zoho, you have a lot of cost savings and things like that. But the real value here is in what people are doing with the amount of cost they're saving on the technology, right? Like in Sean's case itself, so he was able to scale. We have a lot of other customers here who's come for the event, who's able to scale up their operations, like worry less about the technology part, spend like 60% or 50% less on your annual technology billings, but put that money into your actual business and then focus on that. So that's kind of the value that we've always been very proud of at Zoho. And we're happy that we're able to kind of keep doing this despite the company growing at, you know, Zoho itself growing at a really good pace. We have a lot of enterprise customers now. We have a lot of upmarket momentum happening and things like that. But something that we're always proud of is that we're able to give this kind of value to businesses and then help them focus on or grow their own teams using the value that kind of saved when they moved to Zoho.
Yeah, we're in this new era of efficiency and,
exactly,
and doing
yeah.
more with less. And that seems to be a common theme I hear is, awesome. Yeah, we have one or two administrators who are mm-hmm. managing all of our Zoho solutions. Mm-hmm. And they're able to really work pretty effectively with all the different products, which have a lot of like pre-integration and interworking together.
Exactly. So we have these apps that, of course, talk to each other out of the box because it's built on the same tech stack, right? Everything is built from Zoho by Zoho. There's no backdoor mergers or acquisitions that you're not aware of. So everything is built from the office right there. But also we have these developer tools. We'll be hearing about that more in the upcoming days as well, where we have our own custom functions you can then build across all of these apps. You can create workflows that connect some of these apps into tailoring how you want them, or you also can connect it with a third party, and then kind of you have something called Zoho Flow, which kind of builds or connects these apps in however you want. All you have to do is just draw these workflows, and it's going to happen. And those workflows are there in all of these products as well. So you have the Zoho apps, and you have these developer platforms that kind of connect or bridge the gap in however you want. You can also create an entire app. There's something called Zoho Creator, which kind of helps you create an entire app as well. So imagine, right, you have the email and collaboration products here. You have your CRM or your sales products, which again, so we have collaboration products talk to the business products, and the business products also integrate with the custom development products. And I'm not sure if there is like quite many other vendors who does this kind of a flexibility or this kind of things at this broader scale than
Zoho. I can't think of any, and yeah. I've been in the industry for 30 years, so it is a unique value proposition.
Exactly.
And also what's interesting is the focus on, you know, reliability, security, compliance. These aren't just afterthoughts at Zoho. That must have been a really high priority item for you when you're dealing with mission critical environments, hospitals, yeah. you know, support in hotels and stadiums. And so, you know, talk about your requirements there because you're a service provider.
Basically. Yeah, we definitely, there's always the tension when you have a large development organization like we are that, you know, build this, build that.
And, internally, just
right. Yeah, there's yeah. always that. There's the safe harbor of going with the biggest, and there's the kind of thinking that I would call best of breed thinking. Mm. And sometimes that can cause other problems because then you've got a different tool from multiple different companies, and it's not the tool themselves that may be insecure. It's how you connect them all together, and so that's always a challenge for us is looking at that. And Zoho kind of took that challenge away from us. We don't have to worry about that as much. But we work with some really big, you know, Fortune 5. So there's some big customers that we have today that have serious requirements on us and serious things that we need to have happen.
SLAs and all kinds of...
Just SLAs, but security SLAs. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want us to be as secure as possible. And we have work data and things like that. So it's pretty important for us from our own product. The security is paramount for us. But then we have... our ticketing, right? Where we're talking to customers about issues they may be having or things that they're trying to accomplish. We're doing, you know, video meetings with people a lot. So it's very important for us to be able to store all of that in a safe environment and to be able to make them feel comfortable about it. And Zoho makes that very easy.
Yeah, and Zoho is known as a sweet spot in the SME area, but you deal with banks and insurance companies and financial verticals of all kinds. So
yeah.
You're used to sort of demanding requirements from government.
Exactly.
To talk about that and the diversity of your customers at Zoho, it really is interesting.
Yeah. So one thing that we often hear these days is that Zoho is a company that listens. Like there are a lot of like especially banks who've come to us and they've told us like I had all of these requirements. I went to vendor X or vendor Y. They were not open to kind of making these flexibilities for me. But Zoho doesn't seem to work that way. So that's another thing that we focus on as well. So when we are working on larger customers, we put in a lot of efforts to kind of help them. Like I said, we are a partner onto the growth. We even have something called a virtual private cloud that we announced yesterday, where larger companies can have their own data centers if they want. They don't want to be in like any of the Zoho other data centers. They want their own data center, which is not be shared or be shared with only a few vendors. They can do that as well. So this includes additional security layers that they want. They can connect it with any of the gateways. For example, we have an email gateway that is built out of Zoho. But if you want to, if you want to use your own email gateway, you can do that. DLP will have your archival backups and things like that. SSO, everything is built out of Zoho. But if you want to connect it onto your own, on-prem system or your existing system, that is also available. So we are open to do that. So like I said, technologically, we're very strong because we've been at this for almost 25 years. So the teams that have worked on Zoho Mail, for example, just finished 15 years recently. The teams that have worked on Zoho Mail from day one is still the team that is working on Zoho Mail, right? Amazing. So imagine the kind of knowledge that they would have acquired in the last 15 years. So I can proudly say, I can, without any other considerations, I can say that Zoho's team probably knows the best thing about email than any of the other vendors out there. So we're using that kind of knowledge that we have to help both SMBs and, like, we have SMBs, of course, the ready-to-use products, but we also have higher scalability options for your banks and your larger enterprises as well.
Yeah, it's been eye-opening this week at Zoho Day, all the different use cases and customers. So what are you excited about this year on the business side? We were chatting about Barcelona, Mobile World Congress. You're selling globally.
Not globally yet. So U.S. and U.S. and Canada, we're getting pulled in lots of directions. There's a lot of people. There's golf courses and hotels and hospitals, I think, in every country. So there's always that possibility. But right now, it's just U.S. and Canada. We keep it close to home so that we can understand. We sell direct, so most of the time. So that's so that we can understand what.
And you must have a list of requirements out the door in terms of new features and functionalities, form factors, and different ways to wear.
Your
devices.
Absolutely.
Probably a lot you can't talk about. But what's on your roadmap on the IT side? Are there what sort of initiatives or plans are you looking at for 2024?
So the next big movement for us, especially with Zoho, is marketing automation. So marketing is our next big kind of migration. We haven't had the focus on a lot of marketing automation, and because we've been doing the kinds of things we've just been swamped with business, which is great. But we know that time is coming, and we need to start actually doing more with our marketing, email marketing, as well as marketing automation. And we've been kind of patiently, I don't know if Zoho thinks it's patient, but we've been patiently waiting for marketing automation 2.0 to be added to Zoho 1. So as soon as we get migrated to that in about a week or so, we'll start making the move over to them for marketing, which will really help us. Having a really tight integration with your marketing automation is really key to understanding your inbound lead flow.
Yeah, no, it's all about the lead. So it's an opportunity for Zoho. It's also must be a bit of a challenge. You have such a diverse portfolio, so many applications and suites. How do new customers sort of dive in and discover all that goodness? Is just go to the website? Is it watch some videos on YouTube? Because there's so much to explore, even as a tech geek like me. It's like, oh, you do this and you do this. Mm-hmm. But there's so much opportunity for customers to take advantage of.
Exactly. So we usually ask our customers to start small. So you start with one or two apps. Don't start with 20 apps at once. You'll go crazy. So you start with one or two apps, figure out what's working for you. There's so many options. There are also similar options where, for example, there's Zoho Forms versus Zoho Surveys. So if you are into surveying aspect, you have a specific product just for that. But if you just want a generic form, there is Zoho Forms as well, right? So you understand the differences between these. Of course, all of these apps go very deep as well. But there's something that we're working on. You would have seen the demos yesterday. That's something we have a unified interface itself coming in for Zoho One, where you actually don't realize that these are different apps that you're working in. Even in like 5 seconds without switching any of the tabs or windows on your browser, you can switch between 10 different apps. So it all comes in contextually when you need it. You have different, you know, aspects for your personal productivity, for your company productivity, for your HR, for your finance. We will sort that out for you. We will, you know, categorize it and put it out there contextually for you so that you don't actually realize that you're using so many different apps. So that's really, the goal for
us. It's a suite, right? I mean, you were one of the first movers in this approach to building a suite of integrated services. And now we have Uber One and Google One, and everyone's sort of followed in your footsteps. What's next? What are you excited about for the rest of the year into Zoholics, which is in June?
And June, it's coming.
What's
in,
next?
Yeah, like I said, meeting customers is always the real deal, right? You think so many things, you built a lot of products, but you meet a customer, they're like, no, it doesn't work this way. It doesn't make, you have to do it this way. That's kind of an eye opener for a lot of us. But I'm really excited about all of these unified interfaces that we're putting up. So that's, I think, I was messaging someone yesterday from my company. I was telling this, it's probably the iPhone moment in software once we unveil that, because it's magical, right? So you go from one app to another without realizing it. Also the third-party apps that come in through the SSO, right? So you actually can bring in something like an Atlassian or like a third-party app into the Zoho system, and then you don't have to like have separate logins for that. Zoho will take care of your logins because we have Zoho OneAuth as well. So all of these connecting seamlessly, I think that's the future, and that's really what we're really excited about.
Haven't even started getting into AI and Gen AI. You have so much going on there.
Yeah.
We'll save that for another discussion because that's like 2 hours.
Exactly. Like I think, like Raju said yesterday, the real power of AI is when people don't realize that it's AI. So that's what that's what you'll see in our products as well.
Fantastic. And John, what are you excited about the next couple of months at Relay? Any trips, travel, or events coming up you're focused on?
Well, we're kind of getting into the season of all the trade shows and conferences that are going on in the industries that we sell to. So it's nice to come out to industries like this where we can kind of hear what's coming in new and other people have to deliver on that. We'll go to our own where we'll have to talk about what we're delivering. And that's always an exciting time for us to do that. So this season is really great. This year is going to be incredible. And as we build additional new relays and new hardware and new software capabilities, it's just going to get more and more fun to talk about those things.
And you guys must have fun at events where you can demo, you know, the wearable walkie-talkie and show how it works.
Yeah.
It must be pretty eye-opening when people see the product in action.
Well, first time I went to a trade show and was showing it and saying, this is how big, they'd pick it up and they'd go walk over to the radio ones and pick up these giant radios. And we're like, no, ours does more than that, but it's this big. And then we started playing catch with it, like throwing it. And we had I think we had set up a cornhole thing and was like throwing it, tossing it, because just to show how durable it was.
Right.
And we had a walkie-talkie there, which you could throw, and that thing wasn't in one piece by the end
so
of the
fun.
Show.
Yeah. Good times. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks so
thank
much
you.
For taking
thank
time
you so much.
Out of Zoho Data.
Congrats on the 4,000% increase as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for watching.
Thank you.